There are fresh fears of violence could erupt in Ivory Coast after forces loyal to the two men claiming the country's presidency clashed in the streets of the commercial capital yesterday, killing at least 20 people. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
Explosions and gunfire were heard throughout Abidjan yesterday, a city once known as the Paris of Africa because of its cosmopolitan nightlife. An errant rocket-propelled grenade struck an outer perimeter wall of the United States Embassy. No injuries were reported and the damage was minor. However, the violence in this capital city has caused the death of 20 people and has brought with it fears that the country is on the verge of civil war. Ivory Coast has been operating with two presidents and two governments since a disputed November 28th runoff election. Alassane Ouattara was declared the winner by the country's electoral commission and was recognized by the UN, the United States, France and the African Union as having beaten incumbent Laurent Gbagbo. The next day, however, the Constitutional Council overturned the results after invalidating 500,000 votes from Ouattara's strongholds. UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon has warned that the politically charged environment could spark a new civil war, and the United Nations has called on all parties to show restraint and to remain calm.